adjustment in the starting lineup here. Jada Patton getting the start tonight in the middle, and she taps the jump ball. And that is recovered by KBCC, and we get it into the hands of Lauren Toon. And now right wing over for Lanisha Burse. Toon coming around and getting into the hands of Abigail Long, who we expect to see a lot of scoring from. She averages 25 and 10 a game. She goes right to work, pull-up jumper on the baseline, fouled on the shot, missed it, but free throw's coming right away.
Yeah, and they gave that foul to Casey Shannon, but, boy, I think Casey kind of slipped a little bit, and Z Bridgewater got her. I don't know. They're talking to the official.
And the first free throw good. Again, Abigail Long, the leader for this KBCC team in scoring and rebounding. And she's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Thus far, she shoots 85% from there. So.
And, Steve, we were watching her shoot warming up, and she can flat out stroke it. So.
Yeah. Her range is a few steps behind this college three-point line. Patton goes right to work for the Jets into the corner for Casey Shannon. She jumps to grab it, but it goes off her fingertips and out of bounds. So a turnover for the Jets here early. 2-0. Cougars from KBCC right now.
And if Casey Shannon gives Jackson anything offensively, that'll be a bonus because her job tonight is to shut down Abigail Long.
Cougars on the offense, Long out to the top for Ja'Kai Remsen. Three-point shot goes up from Toon, rebounded by Z Bridgewater for the Jets, running up the middle of the floor. It's Bridgewater, Morgan Morris, Maddie Montgomery, Casey Shannon, and Jada Patton on the floor. And Z Bridgewater making a move to the basket. Turnaround is blocked by Toon, and another rebound here for the Cougars out on the run. Up the right side, mishandled pass. It's loose on the floor, and we get a tie-up. And that's going to go Jackson College's way. Lanisha Burse couldn't hold on to the pass. And
probably a good thing Burse dropped that because I think she had an easy layup. So.
Yeah. Good for the Jets.
That's a good thing. Good thing for Jackson.
Trailing 2-0 here early. Casey Shannon bringing up the floor for the Jets. Top of the key. High post for Montgomery. Left wing for Bridgewater. Shannon all alone. Looked at the shot but goes to Morris instead. And she'll fire from about 18. Missed that shot. Rebounded by the Cougars. KBCC only 5-14 on the year, 5-9 here in the MCCAA conference, but out to a good start here tonight against the first place Jets.
Yeah, Coach Felicia Thomas said they came to compete, they came to win this game, not just show up.
Alyssa Woodard with a triple from the wing, and it's 5-0 Cougars.
So far, prophetic from Coach Thomas.
And there's a drive by Bridgewater. Stop, pull up on the baseline. That's missed. Rebound tapped, and Morris grabs it. She has it stripped away from behind, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch, Cougars. But very active hands here for KBCC in the early going.
And you can kind of tell KBCC came to play. They're being active right now. They look like they have some pep to their step.
Yeah, they definitely seem like the more aggressive team right now, and Jackson feels like they little morose coming out here early. And then are we going to get a five-second call? No, we get foul away from the ball. Is that two on Shannon right now?
It is two. And here I know plans were for her to shadow Abigail Long. Well, it's time for Plan B, and it looks like Plan B might be Anna Reynolds, another Michigan Center graduate.
Michigan Center well represented on this Jets roster. And Reynolds is going to step up to the top to check Abigail Long. She works her way to the left wing. Little dribble drive, stop and pull up inside the arc, and it's 7-0 right now, Cougars. And so you wonder, you know, I don't think right now that it's a defensive issue. Jackson just hasn't really gotten anything going on the offensive end.
Yeah, well, it's both, really. You know? Yeah. They're making it easy.
Montgomery goes right to work, nearly turns it over. Reynolds comes in for the loose ball out to Bridgewater for three, and that misses everything. And they shade that rebound so no one can grab it. It goes out of bounds, and it's KBCC ball with a 7-0 lead. We get a substitution here, getting Kiki Bugs into the game. So Patton will go to the bench, and it's Bugs, Montgomery, Morris, and Bridgewater. And then you've got Anna Reynolds at the top. She'll check Long, who brings it right up. She can get a screen at the top. Now a screen and roll to Toon, and she gets in deep, missed it too strong off the glass. And Jackson can't grab that rebound. It goes out of bounds. So the Cougars will keep on their end of the floor. Inbound pass coming from the baseline. It'll be tuned to go pass it in. Into the corner for Remsen. Now long, Remsen posts up on the block, turn around, strong with the left hand, and that was a bullet off the glass. It's 9-0 Cougars.
Yeah, that shot barely got above the rim. I'm not sure how that went in.
Yeah. Reynolds comes up with a near knockaway there. And now, again, quick hands by the Cougars. Morris has to recover a ball. Reynolds going to the baseline for Boggs, and she tries to take off before she secures the pass. And 6:42 to play first quarter, and it's 9-0 Cougars, and that finally draws a timeout from the Jets bench.
And a good timeout, too, from Coach Brown, and I hope she's on him a little bit. They need a little spirit.
30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds from the broadcast here in Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Back underway here at Jackson College, and Jackson creates a turnover on that possession for the Cougars out in the fast break. That's a good way to score. Bridgewater goes in, and her scoop is short, though, rebounded by the Cougars. And on the run out, we've got a foul against KBCC.
A little illegal screen.
Yeah. It's nice to come in out of the timeout when you're trailing by nine and scoreless here to get a layup attempt there by Bridgewater. Just left it short, but yeah, if Jackson can create turnovers or get out on the run a little more, I think that benefits them. On the inbound, Bridgewater from the baseline. Montgomery on the baseline. Normally, that's her bread and butter right there. Left it short again. Rebounded by KBCC.
They'll take that shot.
There's another triple going up from the wing from Alyssa Woodard is a miss. Rebounded by Jackson. Still 9-0. Jets with 6 to play, and get Kiki Bugs involved, and she hits the triple, and the Jets are on the board.
Yeah, Kiki was asking for it. I didn't really know that that was part of her game. Like, I didn't know she was looking to just pull that three, but she was looking to pull it and confidently drained it.
Cuts the lead to 6. They go down to the block and get a double dribble against Shakia Remsen. I don't blame her for going with it, because a lot of times that doesn't get called if the catch is mishandled and then you dribble again. It used to be a double dribble every time and happened when I was in school, but I don't see that get called a lot anymore.
Yeah, they supposed to make that a dribble attempt, and I think she just fumbled it.
Right. Montgomery making a move to the basket. Slips under the defender. It's a miss, but Bugs with the rebound missed. Long rebound out to Bridgewater. She goes down to the deck, bumped, and she's holding her knee. Is she? We'll see you out on the break. KBCC in a move from Woodard, and she goes past Morris. And that doesn't bode well. I can't tell if it's the taped-up knee that is bothering Bridgewater. It looks like it's the other one, actually.
Yeah, the opposite.
She's trying to stay off her left knee.
And is it a knee, or
could it be an ankle cramp, too.
You're right. I guess we'll quit speculating. We know it's a bum wheel somehow.
Yeah. And she's got to go out of the game, which is the leading scorer out for the Jets when they're trailing 11-3. With 5:10 to play in the first quarter still. Kiki Bugs going to work. Loses the ball on her way in. Another turnover. And on the run out, Abigail Long had it. And Morgan Morris reaches in. I want to call it like M&M or something, but we have two girls that have double M's.
Well, I guess you can't do that then.
Nope.
Because Maddie Montgomery would be angry if Morgan Morris got the M&M.
Yeah, because that's pretty cool. I mean, we could have Plain and Peanut, or we could have...
I'm not sure one of them will want to be Peanut.
Yeah, who wants to be the Peanut?
But who wants to be Plain?
Step back three from Abigail Long is missed and rebounded by Morris. She goes to work, throwing it down the floor. Jada Patton down on the block goes to work into the lane, lost it on the way in, and we'll get a foul against KBCC. But yeah, it seems like a lot of times, every time Jackson puts it on the floor right now, hands are getting in there and the ball's coming loose. And some of it's defense, some of it's, poor offense or bad dribbling.
Yeah. Well, good news for the Jets. 22, Lauren Toon just picked up her second, and she's been kind of that big, setting the screens.
Montgomery takes the inbound, gets out to Morris outside the arc. She drives into the elbow, pull-up jumper on the run, rattles on, and in. A little shooter's roll there for Mo Morris, 11-5, and Jackson staying close. Now we get a traveling violation against KBCC. So the Jets trying to weather the storm here, and Bucket keeps them close on this trip.
And big lineup right now. We have not seen a lineup with Boggs, Patton, and Montgomery all in at the same time, and Morris with some size as well.
Yeah, Morris has got some length. She's gets it at the free throw line, makes a move to the basket. Morris showing off the offensive arsenal a little bit here. I can't. I'm trying to be certain, but I think she was our player of the game
last time. She's picking up where she left off last game.
Getting it done. 4:07 to go here in the first, and it's 11-7. Jackson trying to come back from an initial 9-0 deficit. There's a knockaway from Montgomery. Woodard takes a sidestep. Lefty shot is no good and rebounded by Jackson. So another stop for the Jets. Reynolds brings it up the floor in the middle. Crosses over. Tried to pitch it back to Bugs and intercepted by Long. And I'm guessing she hits the finger roll as she does on the run out. So turnover leads to points for KVCC 13-7 with 3:38 to play in the first.
Long is the best player we've seen from an opposing team this year here, I believe.
I think you're right. And then attempt to feed into the high post, and it's intercepted, and that'll be Montgomery with the foul on that one.
Jackson College's fourth foul.
Brandy Robinson comes in for KVCC. And they've gone to the bench early here. Saina Moore on the floor now, as well as Lanisha Burse still out there, and then, of course, Long staying in the 25-10. Phenom, there's a shot coming up from the wing and knocked down a long two-pointer for Burse.
That's pretty smooth-looking stroke, Steve.
Pushes that lead out to 8. Jackson still trying to come from this early deficit. Montgomery in the corner looking down to Patton on the block. She gets in that deep. You know she's going to the basket, and she does, misses it, and it's loose. KVCC corrals the rebound.
Patton has quite a big size differential down there, too. I hope they keep going down to her.
Long fires a deep three. We know she can hit them. We saw her in pregame. And 18-7, 11-point lead for the Cougars. Jackson struggling early on the offensive end, defensively not getting stops to make up for their offense deficiencies. As Kiki Bugs makes a move, and the steal attempt by Long, and Bugs takes an extra step, so we'll get a travel.
And that's the second time we've seen one of Jackson's bigs turn the ball over, and they're just kind of playing out of position right now. They're not, you know, with that big lineup.
Yeah, with Bugs out,
playing out top.
A couple steps behind the arc.
Yeah.
And we've seen she can shoot it out there, but should she be handling the ball out there, I don't know. And we get another triple from KVCC going up. That one is a miss off the hands of Saina Moore. Jackson rebounds. Anna Reynolds coming up the right side.
And Moore at only about 5'5", playing the middle of that 2-3 zone.
Patton at the high post makes a move, knocked away. Another turnover for the Jets. And Long up the floor. And she's getting bumped on the layup attempt. So free throws coming for Moore. And again, she shoots about 85%. And that's on a lot of attempts, too. That's not some fluke. She shoots about almost 7 a game.
Yeah, well, she's impressed me so far.
She'll toe the line here with an 18-7 lead. 2:01 to play in the first quarter. Missed it, though. There's an announcer jinx I don't feel bad about.
Well, the problem is she's 2-for-3 now. She's 85% shooter, so that means you can make her next 5 of them, probably.
And she got the second one to go. So that puts her at 75% for the game. Under 2 minutes to play, and it's a 19-7 lead here for KVCC. Again, the Cougars come in here 5-14 on the year, 5-9 in the league. The Jets in first place, but continuing to turn it over. There's another one as Bugs tried to feed it down to Patton on the block and just threw it over her head out of bounds.
Yeah, and there again, Bugs outside being a playmaker instead of being inside where we've seen her be very good.
Yeah, and that was kind of trying to stuff it down to Patton when she was kind of well covered.
Yeah. But again, those poor decisions.
Mm-hmm. Robinson up the floor for KVCC into the corner. And Burse making a move to the basket. Floats it. Short. Rebounded Patton. Getting out to Anna Reynolds. Handling the ball up the right side. And into the corner for Morris. Going to Patton on the block. She's doubled down there. They get out to Reynolds. Swings it to Bugs for 3. Long. Rebounded Morris. Put back is good. Morgan Morris. Little bright spot here for a struggling Jets lineup so far. 19-9. They trail by 10 with a minute 10 to play in our opening quarter.
If Jackson can just get up shots, they'll get those offensive boards. Yep. They have a big size advantage.
Long working the perimeter. Trying to catch the cutter on the baseline was Brandy Robinson. Goes out of bounds, but it is off of a Jackson defender. And KVCC will keep it with an inbound coming from the baseline.
Alyssa Woodard in for the Is it Cougars, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just had to make sure.
And Remsen fires it in, and then we get a triple up from Long, and she hits again. 22-9, and if you don't shut that down, you're going to have a hard time catching up because she's shooting well so far with 46 seconds to play in the first. There's a good cut by Montgomery. Gets down deep. Good find by Morris to hit her, and Jackson scores on that trip. They trail by half, 22-11.
Yeah, if Jackson just takes care of the ball a little better and finds some way to try to stop Abigail Long.
Makes a nice feed. Long with a great feed. It gets through the defense off of the defender's hands, but still ends up in the intended target, Emma Weichert. That's Saina Moore. And score it. Morris alone for a moment on the wing. Now fires down to Patton. She goes up off the glass and scores at 24-13 with 10 to play in the first quarter. 5 seconds. Long a fire from deep, and she can hit that, and almost did, up front rim. And the buzzer sounds on the quarter, 24-13 out of the gate here. The Jackson women trailed, started out 9-0, and the lead just expanded as we went on. Let's take 60 seconds, get back here with the second quarter. Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
We'll put 10 more minutes up on the clock. Jackson trails 24-13 at home. I don't think you expected KVCC to come out this hot, but they have. And Jackson, of course, had to play without Casey Shannon for much of that first quarter, and she's not on the floor yet here in the second with two early fouls. To match, though, Toon from KVCC got early two fouls, and we'll see when she comes back into the fray.
And Abigail Long, as advertised, 13 points in the first quarter.
She takes a handoff at the top, passes back out. Woodward fakes the three, pulls up on the dribble, and missed it. Rebounded by the Cougars. And on the putback attempt, we'll get a foul against the Jets. And that's going to go against Morgan Morris.
It's going to give her two fouls. So we'll see if she goes this next to Casey Shannon or Coach Brown going to leave her out there.
Nobody moving to the score table yet.
And Jackson a little thin, too, with Z Bridgewater going down early with... Again, I'm trying to look over there. I can't tell if it's an ankle or a knee. She's getting some trainer attention.
Yep, both free throws knocked down there by Lanisha Burst. 26-13. Jackson trails. Anna Reynolds up the floor. Gives it to Bugs, left wing. She's looking down to Patton on the block. She turns around and shoots over the defender. Off the glass, a little too strong. Comes up and rebounded by the Cougars.
I don't mind that shot, but I'd like to see the rest of the Jets crash those boards because, again,
yeah,
their advantage is their height. So let's go.
High post for the Cougars. Little cross-court pass under the block. And Woodard gets it down there, and I think we're going to get Patton for a foul here.
Kind of a late call, but I think a good one.
Yeah, you can't get beat and let them get that pass down that deep and expect to just kind of throw a block out. So Morris comes out, Bridgewater back in, which is good news for the Jets, the leading scorer, although the Jets really have about five or six girls who all score about within a point or two of each other on average.
And right now Morris leading the way with 6 points for the Jets through a quarter and 45 seconds.
9:15 to play in the first half as Woodard misses the pair. Montgomery rebounds for the Jets, hands it off to Reynolds looking up the floor. Goes to the high post for Patton out to Bridgewater. She drives right away into the trees and turns it over.
Bridgewater just dribbling it right into
traffic.
Saina Moore.
And now an open look for three from the Cougars on the ensuing breakout. Missed and rebounded by Bugs. Bridgewater will dribble up the floor for the Jets. Left side for Bugs. Keep looking to that post for Patton. Bugs on the drive and has it just taken away. KVCC on the run out. No numbers. And now we got an injured Cougar player down on the floor.
Yeah, I think Alyssa Woodard and Anna Reynolds kind of bonked coconuts there.
Ooh.
Both of them holding that skull.
8:36 to play here in the first half. 26-13, our score. Jackson trails by 13. And so we got a substitution coming in for Woodard. Give her a chance to regain her druthers.
Might be one of those concussion tests from the trainer. because they banged hard. Reynolds toughing it out.
But visibly uncomfortable. But she steps down to lock up the toughest offensive player here for KVCC. And Abigail Long, she makes a move down to the block, working in the baseline around the backboard, passes through. And you get a three-second call against the Cougars. Turnover there. The Jets doing good so far in the second quarter on defense, but got to get some offense going too, and they've turned it over still too many times. I'm looking forward to seeing what the official turnover numbers are at the half, Ryan. Not excited about it, but I'm curious because there's another one, and KVCC gets the ball on the run out. Long looking down to the block for Moore, and she makes a move, tosses it up, and that went in.
I don't know that she even saw the basket. She just threw it.
She instinctively knew where it was, apparently, and that almost went in. Bugs to Bridgewater on the right wing. She dribbles in, double-teamed over to Montgomery from the high post. She moves down to the baseline, into the corner for Reynolds, drives, dishes Bugs for three, short. Rebound comes down and grabbed by KVCC. Out to Long, and she's running the floor. Works to the middle. Stops at the free throw line, passes out. There's a triple try, and the shot's short. Missed three-pointer for Burse. Rebounded by Jackson. We have another player down.
Yeah, Maddie Montgomery, and boy, she's holding that knee. And boy, particularly in women's basketball, Steve, you see a lot of ACL injuries. In my time, I've seen a bunch, and that's the – I'm not saying that's an ACL, but the way she's holding that knee and the look on her face, you just see that look a lot. Way too much.
7:23 remaining here in the first half, and feels like a mass unit in the gym tonight so far with getting these whistles and looking down the floor to see somebody laying down, and Montgomery has not straightened that knee back out yet. So let's hope it's something as simple as maybe bumped knees and just sore.
Right now, your Coach Brown, you've seen your team kind of with a lack of energy, to be honest, and a couple people go down to injury and a 13-point deficit. So strike one, strike two, strike three right now.
Yeah.
Let's just hope Montgomery can, maybe it was a twist is what we're going to hope. And
they're going to help her to her feet.
Yeah.
And she's limping off under her own power, and she does seem to be bending the knee at least. So some positive signs. Let's hope she can, like Bridgewater, get it sorted out and get back in there with 7:23 to play. Her team trailing by 13. But she walks off the court. Shannon back on the floor for the Jets after getting two early fouls.
You look down to that bench now, and Morgan Morris there alone at this point?
There's a couple of others there.
All right.
They're leaning forward as Morris is leaning back. Shannon's got it on the wing. Now to Reynolds at the top. Skips it across to Bridgewater. She'll fire the triple. Got it. Big shot, Z Bridgewater. 26-16. Cuts the lead to 10. Maybe that can energize the Jets lineup.
They just need something. Finally see a shot fall through the net.
You see Reynolds stay on Long here, even with Shannon back in the game. She draws a tough matchup herself with Burse. And it's Moore with the ball. Gets it to Burse at the top. High post for Robinson. Now down to the block. We'll move to the basket. Spinning Turner. Well defended, and a missed shot there for Saina Moore.
Bugs
Excuse
and
me,
Patton.
That's Ja'Kia Remsen.
Oh, yeah, Bugs and Patton. Both straight up. I like it.
Shannon at the top. Going down to Reynolds. Now out to Bridgewater. Just hit a three. That one, I think she got her on the hand, but the call partially blocked. Now coming down on the offense. Says turnover here for the Cougars. Jada Patton running the break. Full speed ahead. Gets it up in the air, off the glass. And we got a foul call. There's another energizing play for the Jets. Chance to cut another point off the deficit here at the free throw line, too. And you know I like Patton's free throw stroke. She goes bringing rain. Deep knee bat. You're right, but I like the...
There's some arc.
There's some arc on that. It hits back rim, and Bridgewater tried to sneak in between the two other rebounders there. Almost grabbed an offensive rebound. 26-18. With 6:06 to play, Jackson continues to cut into the deficit. Getting stops on the defensive end right now, the more important aspect of things as they look to go to the block. Knocked away by Patton, but recovered. And out, open three-pointer. And that's long. Rebounded by Patton.
Well, it's
missed out there by Robinson.
As bad as things have been going, the Jets are still hanging around, only down eight.
There's another turnover as it's taken away from Kiki Bugs, and she traps the defender in the corner there, but
that's
knocks
Bugs
it out of bounds.
Bugs' fourth turnover, I believe.
At least, yeah.
And none of them, you know, none of them where it was just tough D or anything, just kind
right.
of, I don't know if we call it careless, but just bad choices.
It almost just, and there's Patton with a steal and on the run out. Jada Patton on the break and scores it. That's the best offense for the Jets seemingly right now is Jada Patton making a play on the defensive end and turning it into a layup. 26-20 though, the lead just six, as close as we've been for a long time. And we get an offensive foul against Long.
Got a little chicken wing out.
So reached the midway point here in the second quarter. Just 5:16 to the half. 26-20, they cut it to six and can bring it even a little closer here on the offense. It's Bridgewater, Reynolds, Bugs, and Shannon, also newly into the game for the Jets, Kelly Wilson. Three-pointer for Shannon. Nothing but the bottom. And that's going to draw a timeout from KVCC, 26-23 Jets. And let's take a 60-second timeout from the broadcast. Back with more coming up on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Celsius energy drink tonight, Brian. The official fuel of the 95.9 The Power Cow.
Beautiful.
Orange flavored. Sparkling orange.
It's so official. Why do I not have two or three of them?
I don't know. Abigail Long bringing up the floor for KVCC. Seeing their lead down to just three now. With under 5 minutes to play first half. That's Burris out of the corner. And at the top for Moore. Long going to the high post for Toon back in the game with two fouls. And her pass is knocked away. Reynolds recovers it after not really seeing it at first, but getting the steal. And Jackson on the run. Bridgewater drops it down to Bugs, and it goes off her hands out of bounds. And a turnover for Jackson again.
But even though that was a turnover, I'm seeing just a little more fire in Jackson's eyes.
Yeah.
So.
Especially when they get a turnover or even a rebound, they're looking to run, and I think that helps them a lot. Because in the half court, they've been struggling, but when they get out and run, they're doing a good job. Shannon matched up against Burst here on the offense for KVCC, trying to hand the high post for Toon. Passes out of there, down to the block, and we get a shot up there from about 10 feet. Missed, though, and rebounded by Shannon. That shot went up off the hand of Ja'Kia Remsen. Shannon on the drive gets all the way down and looks to go up with a shot, and we'll get a foul on the Cougars. That'll send Shannon to the free throw line. Can cut the lead to just 1 point with a successful trip.
Saina Moore did not agree with the officials. Thought she got all ball.
She'll go to the bench, and Woodard comes back in, who, again, one of the injured players we've had here in the first half. Good to see that she's back on the floor, and Maddie Montgomery ready to check back in. I saw her sprinting over here behind us. So
that's good news.
That's very, really good news.
Yeah.
Shannon hit the first. Her second free throw rattles off, and it's loose. Kiki Bugs gets the rebound. The putback is good, and we're tied at 26. 3:58 to play, first half.
A little spurt ability from Jackson.
Long has not shot it in a while, so she'll take a deep triple off a screen. And that's a miss, and on the rebound, it's loose. Woodard's going to give KVCC another offensive possession out to Toon outside the arc. Getting to Long, going down to the block, and Bugs reaching around to knock away that pass into the post. And that'll just about always get you a foul playing from behind. If you play from behind, you kind of got to let them catch it down there. If you're defending from behind in the post, you're letting them catch it so you can defend them. In the paint, essentially.
Yeah, you either side front that or...
Yeah.
But you can't get those silly pokes.
Yep, because that whistle's going to come. That's a quick one, an easy one for the officials. There's a drive by Long, and she gets in real tight before pulling up off the dribble, and she makes that shot 28-26. Nobody picks up Bridgewater on the break. She gets down low and puts it off the glass, and we're tied at 28 now. Jackson offense, quick attack. Don't let them set up the half court, and it's working out. A lot here late in the first half.
Good look ahead by Anna Reynolds. Getting that to Z on the fly.
And there's a sidestep, little pull-up triple, and just string music there from Abigail Long, and that she'll see if the Jackson can answer that triple. 3 minutes to play. Reynolds comes down into the paint, drops it down to Montgomery. He'll dribble it back out to the wing. Now goes on the attack, gets in deep. Oh, left it a little short. Rebound off of the hand to Kiki Bugs and into the Cougars' hands. Long run to the break, into the paint. And thought she got a whistle. Instead, they'll say an offensive foul.
Oh.
And so she's had two fouls against her with the basketball.
Coaching staff from KVCC thinks that Reynolds was moving. I couldn't. There's a lot of traffic. What do you think? Could you see that?
No, I didn't have a good angle on it. And honestly, I was kind of watching to see what Long was going to do because her offensive game is pretty varied. And I almost thought she might pull up the three-pointer on the break as Reynolds tries to make a little dribble drive, loses it, and we get a tie-up, but it'll stay jet ball.
Tell you right now, if I'm Jackson, I get the ball to Casey Shannon because she has Long guarding her, and with two fouls, just go at her two or three times in a row. Whatever happens, happens.
Patton's going to go, splits the defense. Nice touch off the glass. 31-30. Jackson's trails by just one now with 2:22 to play in our first half. Or just score, yeah. Shannon forcing the turnover here. Two-on-one break. Drops it off for Reynolds. Back to Shannon. Lovely teamwork there from a couple of Michigan Center Cardinals. Now in jet uniforms. 32-31. Jackson's first lead.
Yep, that was Long back there on the two-on-one, and she could not, you know, risk that foul. So
she does a crossover move there. Step-back jumper with Patton in her face. Rebounded by Toon. She goes right back at the basket. Missed it. Long rebounds. And her putback with the left hand is good. As much as we were talking about the scoring for Long, she's the leading rebounder on this team, too. And she showed it there on the offensive glass. Puts her team back in front, 33-32. Reynolds gets it to Shannon on the wing for the Jets. Goes away from a screen from Patton. Shannon goes all the way to the bucket with Long on her.
It's a good recognition. Yeah, and you could tell Long was just didn't want any part of that
don't
contact.
Don't let me foul, yep. And she knows that she's a smart player there, but KVCC can't take her out with two fouls, really, because she's the catalyst for their offense as she fires another triple. There goes off front rim. Long rebound comes off to Patton, drops it off for Reynolds. Running the floor, she's got Shannon running with her. Shannon goes through, reverse layup. Oh, just missed it, but made the right play again. And now we'll get a foul. It looks like rebound by KVCC and Reynolds. Gonna foul her on the rebound, and it was funny because Reynolds was kind of down on the floor, and she looked up to the official and said, "Me?"
Yeah.
And the official's reaction was priceless, just a stern nodding of the head. So with 1:02 to play, coming down to the end of the first half, 34-33, Jets lead by one. KVCC ball.
Seems like a lot went on this half just to be right about back where we started.
Yeah. Especially having seen that deficit go up to double figures for KVCC and then Jackson to bring it back down. And now they've just been kind of trading the lead.
It's as if 19 minutes didn't happen.
I'll tell you, some sore knees and ankles probably would disagree with you. A triple goes up from Toon on the wing and cleared by Jackson. Montgomery gets it to Reynolds running the point here up the middle. Sets up at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble, goes high post for Patton. Patton makes a move to the lane, into the air, tries to drop it off for Montgomery. That pass was thrown hard.
Yeah,
goes off Montgomery's hands. Fortunately for the Jets, it goes out of bounds, last touch. Cougars, sideline inbound here from Bridgewater.
I was happy to see Montgomery really get up for that last rebound, I think. Now she knows her knee's okay.
She can trust it,
it takes for a second to make sure.
Montgomery takes the inbound, goes to Patton on the block. Turnaround miss, gets her own rebound, and now reverse layup, missed. And, yeah, she's going to get called for that foul. As Toon went up to get the rebound, Patton came through swinging an arm. And anytime you foul through like that, they can't wait to get a whistle. And that certainly was deserved. 34-33, Jackson still holding on to a one-point lead. And that will send Lauren Toon, 5'9", sophomore from Kalamazoo, Michigan, to the line. She was homeschooled.
Yeah, only a sophomore on the team. And was told from the assistant coach that she's getting a couple of looks to continue her playing career after this.
Good size and nice free throw stroke, although it misses. 34-33 still our score. Jackson holding on to that one-point lead, 26.2 seconds till we reach the halftime.
Does she meet the Captain Steve requirement for proper knee bend?
She does. Look at that.
Okay.
Excellent.
I just want to make sure.
Both of them roll out, though. So 25 seconds. Shot clock's off. Jackson with the ball. Shannon going to work. Dribbles down, and they're going to call her for a ball control violation, commonly referred to as carrying.
I think the coach is telling them one shot, 17.6.
No shot clock. And Toon will bring it up the floor. Long's going to maybe run off a couple screens, try to get a look from three. Comes through the lane, sets up, fires quick, and hits. I saw it all the way down the floor. Still tough to stop. 2 seconds, 1 second. Jackson Shannon will fire from half court. A little late, so the shot wouldn't have counted, but the three-point bucket from Abigail Long, and at 36-34 at the half, Jackson trails, but trails by just 2 points, Brian, and it could have been a lot worse as they were down by 11 at the end of the first. They had a big second quarter.
Yeah, did it ever get, I know it was 13, because I know it was 13.
I think
26.
That was the max
was
I had, lead? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we're at the half here, 36-34, Jackson at home trailing. The first place Jets like to hold on to that top spot and host a playoff game when that postseason rolls around. We'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the half. We'll get you some numbers when we come back. But it is Jackson College, Vic Cuis Fieldhouse, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're ready to bring some more hoops tonight. Doubleheader, women here first, and we're at the half of that one. Men will foul right afterwards, so keep it tuned here to Jackson Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Back in 3 minutes.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here at the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse. After getting out to a 9-0 start, KVCC led most of the way, though. Jackson able to roar back there with a good little run midway through the second quarter. And it didn't hurt that Casey Shannon was able to come back in, and getting to play her late in the half and have her not pick up that third foul was also nice for Jackson, so they'd be able to go with her in the second half. Maddie Montgomery went down at one point with a knee. She came back. Same for Z Bridgewater. She went out with an injury, able to come back. So it looked like maybe a little banged up, but everybody's still playing for Jackson, and definitely got a little more energy late in the half, and that really seemed to be what was bothering them, is they just weren't as energetic as the Cougars were when they started out.
Yeah, so happy to see both Bridgewater and Montgomery, because both of them they did not look good, those injuries. They looked like they could have been serious injuries, but the fact that they're both out there, and didn't look any worse for wear either. They both played hard when they went back in there, so glad to see that. And you're right, Shannon, with those two early fouls, came back in, scored 9 points in the second quarter, so they missed that offense for her as well.
Yeah, and really just valuing the basketball, protecting the basketball when they've got it is going to be huge for Jackson. They came away with so many possessions where they didn't even get a shot up because of a turnover. So they've got to figure out a way to do that, be a little more patient, I think. They forced some stuff into the middle, or tried to anyway, and just had it taken away from them. So I think in the second half, Coach Brown will have them coming out with a little more respect for those possessions.
And if they get it into Pat and she turns to shoot, we mentioned during play, go crash.
Yeah.
Because they're paying so much attention, kind of walling up on Patton, that rebounding lanes are open. I know people don't talk about rebounding lanes, but they'll, crash those boards and it's wide open.
Yeah, they'll have a chance for extra possessions if they crash that offensive glass. Right away I went. But, and really only got a couple fewer shots up than KVCC did, but Kalamazoo Valley went 5 for 15 from beyond the arc. Abigail Long, 4 for 8. And if you know you got somebody who can hit 50% from beyond the arc, you can let them shoot as they feel necessary, right?
Yeah, and one of those misses at least was as the quarter was expiring. It was a deep one, so almost can't even count that one. So,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
So Long living up to advanced billing and then some maybe. She averages about 25 a game. She had 23 in the first half. Only two boards, so they did a good job of keeping her off the glass. But 23 points on track for 46, I'm guessing, they have something a little more to shut her down in the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, actually the plan from the get-go was Casey Shannon to be on her. And when Casey picked up those two quick fouls, Anna Reynolds came in and did a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell Coach Brown just said, don't worry, you have no help responsibility. Just space her. Try not to let her get the ball. But they ran her off a lot of screens, and sometimes you just can't do anything about that.
Yeah, so she led the way for Kalamazoo. You've got Long with 23. Woodard had five. She hit a triple and a bucket later on. 4 points for Burse, and then two for Remsen. Two for Moore with that, and that's all the scoring, 36 points for the Cougars. Who got the scoring done for Jackson, Brian?
Well, Z Bridgewater with five, Casey Shannon with eight, Morgan Morris six, Jada Patton 10, and Kiki Bugs with five as well.
Yeah, Bugs hit a triple, and she had another putback, big score there. Patton ended up, you know, for what we saw from her the last time we were here, she gets those shots close, but sometimes a little quick to get it up, maybe a little strong, and she shot a real low percentage the last time, but today shooting much better, and she's really was, I think, noticeably concentrating more when she put those shots up, and it worked out. So she went 5 for 9 shooting in the first half, and then you toss in, she led the team in scoring with 10 points, had 6 boards to go with it too, and so if she cuts down the turnovers, she's on track to have a really, really nice game tonight. Morgan Morris, another one. She went 3 for 4 shooting, had 6 points. She went to the bench with a couple fouls. So Jackson's in a good position, I think, though, right now to come out in the second half and really seize control early. And, you know, they want to get out in front. And this is a game that on paper they should win. They're going to be a favorite here at 12-2 in the conference, 15-5 overall against a KVCC team that is 5-9 and in sixth place in the league, and 5-14 overall. But yeah. Again, that's part maybe to blame, if you want to do some excuse making. One of the reasons Jackson maybe comes out a little flat is they look at this and say, this game we should win easily. Well, we saw last night in that Northwest game against Lewin Christie that sometimes the team that should win on paper doesn't always win. That's why we play the games.
Yeah, and Coach Thomas told us before the game, you know, forget about the record. They'd had some ups and downs, mm-hmm. and we talk about this every game. You're dealing with COVID, and you're dealing with things where you just don't have your full squad. And she said, you know, people are healthy. They're ready to go. And she said, we're not coming here just to compete. We're coming here to win. And they definitely came out that way. And Jackson needs to be careful for these first few minutes of the second half. You don't want the repeat of the start of the game for Jackson and give up a quick 9 or anything.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you got to come out with a plan, and I think they will. I have faith in Coach Brown to have them ready to go, and that's why they are playing as well as they are this year and in first place in their division. Let's take another 3-minute break here on the halftime. When we come back, second half of action. Jackson trails by 2 at home, 36-34 on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, just a couple minutes away from resuming play. 36-34, Jackson trails by 2. And, yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about it, Brian, but what do you think are the keys for Jackson?
Well, Jackson, one good key is, you know, you have Shannon Morris and Patton with all 2 fouls. You don't want any of them picking up their third quickly to where you feel like your hand's forced and you got to sit them for a bit. And 100%, just take care of the ball. You don't have to force and make that tough pass. Work it around a little bit, soften up that zone, then get it into Patton, and then go from there. So just take care of the ball if you're Jackson.
And, you know, I got to admit, Brian, I never played with a shot clock. So I think that there is a little bit different kind of urgency to that than I'm used to playing without it. And you can take your time and reset and, you know, try different spots to feed. But there is some need to get to where you want it to get, and so there's I think that's probably an excuse for forcing it sometimes, because, you know, look, if I don't get it down here, we're gonna have to fling something up from the wing, you know.
And I think that's a great point, Steve, and I think that's a point people probably don't pay attention to, mm-hmm. but also, you know, you can swing the ball from one side to the other and even back, and 7 seconds if the ball's moving. And that's really all you got to do. Even if it's, we talk about dribbling with a purpose, you can actually just pass quickly just to get that zone moving a little bit, and that's going to free up Patton. And they didn't even get Montgomery to sneak in there on the weak side or something, too. So just get the ball moving and don't feel like it's whoever gets the ball first has to be the one to enter it down to Patton
and
or whoever.
And if it's still one of those situations where the defense has dropped back after a bucket or whatever, and you're just – a lot of times players will just kind of walk it up the floor. You know, with a shot clock out and hanging out there, why not hustle it up and use your time running the offense while you can? So, again, that's just something that I'm coming to understand about the college game and calling those games is there is a shot clock, and you don't hear me even announce it that often because it doesn't come into play too much, especially with the women's game. They usually get a shot up or do something else well before the shot clock's an issue. But I'm going to keep an eye on it a little closer here in the second half and see if that's playing a factor.
Yeah, so sometimes teams even put on some token pressure just to make sure that you waste 6-7 extra seconds so you can't move it around. But that's not been the case. Jackson's just kind of helping out KVC on their own.
10 minutes on the clock here in the third quarter. KVCC will start with a rock here. And it's Long brings it up here. Abigail Long, 5'6" freshman, Portage Central High School. And 9:49 on the clock, 18 seconds on the shot clock as they look to Long on the wing. Down to the block, straight up, and quickly off the glass and in is Lanisha Burse. And make it 38-34.
That's a good shot by Burse there. She is well covered. Patton did a good job defensively. Burse just took it right to her.
And it's Bridgewater right wing for Morris. Starters on the floor here for Jackson. And Morris has it knocked away. 9:22 on the game clock, 13 on the shot clock. As Bridgewater will take it out on the sideline. Shannon and Morris in the backcourt, but goes into Montgomery in the corner, down to Patton on the block. She turns and looks, shoots off the glass. Loose for a moment, rebounded by Long, but stripped away by Morris. They get it back to Patton and the miss. Long steals that rebound away out on the run, and it's Burse ahead of everyone. And a little pause to let the defender fly by. And there's another bucket for KVCC, 40-34.
I wasn't sure if Burse dragged that pivot foot, but no call, so 2 points.
Bridgewater's got in the wing for Jackson. Screen from Patton. Screen and roll, and knocked away by Toon. And it goes to Montgomery, who puts it off with that left hand. And 40-36, Jackson scores their first bucket of the half.
I like that screen, even though it's a zone. And, that's something we didn't see from Jackson the first half.
Burse on the wing to the top for Toon. Bring it all the way around to Long on the right wing. Tries to skip across to Toon, but she was retreating. And that goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Cougars, and Jackson takes advantage here. Shannon brings it up for the Jets. Middle of the floor. Left wing for Morris. Screen for Montgomery coming. Morris leaves a little early, and on her pass out, stolen by Burse, and KVCC on the breakaway. Bridgewater chases, makes her think about the layup. It's missed, rebounded by Shannon, and a foul against KVCC.
Bridgewater did a good job right there. She was trailing Burse after Burse got that steal, but didn't foul her, didn't jump up, try to block it, just made a little noise, distracted her.
Interrupted the concentration. Shannon out with the ball for Jackson, left wing for Morris. Morris to the top for Patton, looking to swing to Shannon. Now makes a move to the basket, all the way in, finger roll. Jada Patton scores, and it's 40-38. Quickly up the floor to Burse for KVCC outside on the wing. Looking down to the block for Remsen. Gets out to the top, two and open for that three off the heel. Rebounded by Remsen. Goes to work. Patton knocks it away, and it's a steal for Jackson. Patton running the break. Slows it down now and gets it to Bridgewater. She brings it over the timeline with 7.5 to play. 38-40. Jackson trails by two.
Good choice by Patton to slow that down.
Patton screens for Bridgewater. Bridgewater the no look to a rolling Patton. Lost the pass, but gets it back, and Montgomery open for that. Shannon comes through with a rebound. Reverse layup and scored, and we're tied at 40.
There we go. That's that offensive rebound, especially that weak side one.
And here in the second half, Shannon back on Long, grabbing that assignment on Abigail Long. High post here for Remsen. Into the corner. Woodard will take that three. Instead, she pump fakes and drives. Lost it on the way in.
She heard the pitter-patter of Jada Patton feet.
Get a substitution in here early for KVCC. That'll send Remsen to the bench and gets... that is Saina Moore into the game.
Saina Moore had a good first half. 2 points, but did a good job defensively and rebounding.
Yep. Shannon goes right at Long, drives in, pass out to Montgomery. Morris from the elbow. Nice ball movement there by Jackson. Get that kind of hockey assist for Shannon getting to Montgomery. Montgomery with the presence of mind to swing it over to Morris, who took that elbow jumper that you know I love. 6:39 to play in the third quarter, and Jackson leads 42-40 back in 30 seconds on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly two decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 42-40. Jackson leads, and KVCC with the basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. I guess on your Alexa device, too, I guess, if that's what you're using to listen. You just left to right's the same no matter what you're looking at.
That's true. We're going west to east.
Is that? Did you come up with that right away? Yeah, I think you're
so.
Right.
Yeah.
KVCC gets it into the corner. It's Burris, gets the Long at the top, down to Tuin in the lane. She turns around and pulls up. Missed the shot, but we get a foul against Jackson, and we got Morris with the hack. Mo doesn't believe the call, but she'll set up at the free throw line anyway, and that'll be two foul shots for Lauren Tuin, sophomore out of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Now, I like Morgan, but I might have to side with her whether I liked her or not. I didn't really see that, but and ball might lie.
She made it.
First one.
Second one comes off. Rebound battled. Woodard almost got it away from the big Jets players, and actually she does. They call it off of Jackson. And so out of bounds for KVCC as we get Saina Moore to come over and inbound. Into the corner for Long. Open briefly for a three. Missed everything. Rebounded by Montgomery. She hefted that one up pretty quickly. Nobody picks up Bridgewater on the run. And they reach in to stop her, so a foul call. And I think that's going to go against Woodard. That is the call. 42-41. Jackson leads. 6:13 to play. Third quarter. Jets ball. Bridgewater inbounded from the baseline. Drops it right into Patton on the block. She goes in. Finds Shannon open for three, takes her time, fires, and leaves it short. And now battle for rebounding position, and we're going to get one against Jada Patton.
Now Morris and Patton both with three. Morris just took a seat on the bench. We'll see if Patton stays in.
Kiki Bugs into the game for the Jets.
Well, Kiki frequently comes in for Patton.
And Montgomery switching out to Long. And was playing good defense with her feet, but went for the reach and got called for that. So 42-41, Jackson's lead is one. And the foul total coming up now at four. Still just under 6 minutes to play third quarter. Anna Reynolds off the bench to give Patton a breather. And, well, really, going to the bench with three fouls.
Jackson losing some size, that's for sure. But gaining a ball handler.
Yeah. Sideline inbound, that is... Moore into the hands of Long. The waiting defense of Casey Shannon. And a little help defense there from Bugs. Moore gets into the lane. Oh, and the traveling violation does come. If you weren't going to call any contact, you had to call travel, and that goes against Saina Moore. And now she's limping to the bench there. A little, looks like maybe a bad wheel, just a turned ankle. I think she's probably going to be able to work that out and go back in.
That also looked kind of like maybe one of those turnover injuries. where you turn it over, and that means you kind of bend your knee a little bit.
High post for Montgomery. Passes down to Bugs. Great feed by Montgomery to Bugs. And a good finish for Kiki. 44-41. Jackson's lead is three. Back the other way. KVCC hustling and getting to the lane. Gets a shot up and forces the Jets to foul. That's going to go against Montgomery.
We'll add Maddie Montgomery to the list of Jets with three fouls.
5'10 out of Leslie High School, Maddie Montgomery. And the free throw up, that is Brandy Robinson at the stripe. And she hits the first, 44-42. Jackson's lead now just two.
And we'll add Brandy to the list of girls who scored for Kalamazoo Valley.
Good trip to the line for her. Gets them both. Cuts the lead back to one. Shannon up looking for Bugs. No, goes to the corner for Bridgewater. She'll fire the triple. That's short. Long rebound. And chased down by Long and Burst. And now Abigail Long, as Bridgewater hustled down to maybe try to interrupt her. Skips the pass. Three-pointer up. Oh, halfway down it comes out. That was Moore. Long comes through and puts that up. Excuse me, it was Robinson on the three-pointer. Long misses the putback. Shannon on the run out to Bridgewater. To the top for Anna Reynolds. Skips it over to Bridgewater. Or excuse me, Bugs. Her shot goes up. She put a little contact on that. Missed it. Rebounded by KBCC.
But I like the way the ball moved and is moving this second half.
Cougars with it. It's Abigail Long out on the wing. Shannon chases her out there. Screen from Tuin. Skip pass over to Robinson, and now back to Long at the top left wing. Tuin will fire that three. Short. Rebound battle. Woodard's got it. Offensive rebound for the Cougars. And she has it knocked away by Montgomery. I think we're getting another whistle. And that's going to be on the shot, and it's going against Montgomery. That's four for her.
Whew.
Fouls racking up here for the Jets. And Montgomery will go to the bench. Patton comes back in with three fouls.
And the Jets girls are, and the Jets coach, all claiming, you know, the hands are up, and what else can you do?
Woodard's going to shoot this free throw and hit. And we're tied at 44.
Just good game here for the last 15 game minutes. The lead's never extended past three.
Woodard's second free throw comes off and rebounded by two and knocked away by Reynolds. And Shannon will bring it up the left side. Makes her move to the lane. Gets past, I think she'll pass everyone. Scooped it in a little strong and rebounded by KVCC. And Shannon staying down to pressure the rebounder. Knocks it away, but it's still out on the Jets. Good hands by Casey. 4:07 to play in the third, and we're tied at 44. Cougar basketball.
One good thing if you're a Jets fan, Abigail Long, 0 points in the second half after going for 23 in the first.
And they've been making her work, and Shannon gets pushed down. Steal there. Kiki Bugs gets it to Bridgewater. Running up the middle of the floor here for the Jets. Picked up there by Long. Left wing Shannon. Reynolds on the baseline. Skips it out to Bridgewater. Now Bugs open for three on the wing. That's going to be short. Missed everything. Shannon saves it, and Bridgewater with the loose ball. In the attack, into the lane, pass the defense off the window, good! Z Bridgewater scores, and it's a two-point Jets lead, 3:28 to play third quarter.
Nice hustle by Shannon to keep that alive.
And she just kind of kamikaze jumped out of bounds and slapped it backwards over her head. And there's a foul on Jada Patton, and that's her fourth now, right?
That's what I have her for. I have her with four, Montgomery with four, Morris with three.
And Morris comes in for Patton. See how long she goes before number four is up on the scoreboard for her.
I know the Jets don't play much zone, but, you know, at some point maybe you might think about playing a little 2-3 and just try to steal a few minutes.
Woodard hits the free throw, 46-45. KVCC's trailing by one. Another free throw pending here. 3:23 on our third quarter clock. Still a lot of game minutes to get in here as Woodard knocks down the second one. And she's subbed out. That gets a little size advantage here, I think, for KVCC with Tuin and Remsen on the floor. And several of the Jets bigs in foul trouble. Shannon, double dribble call. And a turnover for the Jets. We're tied at 46 with 3:17 to go third quarter.
Looked like Shannon was going to pass to the wing. I'm not sure if she was looking, but changed her mind and took an extra dribble.
And there's a three-point shot up from the wing. It was Robinson who shot, missed it. Rebounded by Bugs. Right wing for Morris. Driving baseline. Out to Bridgewater, open for three. Three rattles and it goes. Hanging on the rim for Bridgewater, bouncing around, and it goes down, and it's a 49-46 Jets lead.
And a good find by Morris, taking it, driving baseline, and kicking out.
Abigail Long, skip pass across, and a nice catch by Robinson out to two, and she pump fakes and jab steps. Robinson on the wing, dribbles into the middle, running one-hander, and a foul called. And they'll get that one on Anna Reynolds.
Right now, it's just kind of a case of you just take it to the basket and go up. I don't think it matters if you're under control or not. They're calling them.
Nelson Robinson to the line for a pair. First one's good.
But I will say they're consistent about it, and I suppose that's when you make that adjustment. Just say, hey, drive to the basket.
Got them both. Almost a 70% team free throw shooters here for KBCC, and we've seen that tonight. There's a three-pointer up for Kiki Bugs. Confidence on that one. Joe Dumars, rainbow style, comes through the net. 52-48, Jackson leads.
That's a high arcer.
And Morris with a steal. Breakaway layup for Morgan Morris to score it, and it's a 54-48 Jackson lead. Morris playing tough defense on the ball. Stripped the ball handler to it and took it all the way.
That's what helped her get that player of the game last game with those quick hands.
Long working around on the switch. Shannon chases her back down. And there's a knockaway briefly by Bridgewater. First. And Kiki Box with the steal in the lane. Running the break with Shannon out ahead. Little difficulty on the ball handling. Loose ball. Tuin's got it, so the Jets turn it back over. 90 seconds to play here in the third, and the energy level is picked up in the gym and on the court. There's a corner three-pointer for Robinson, missed, rebounded by Bridgewater. Minute 22 for the Jets, 54-48 lead.
Largest lead for the Jets so far tonight.
Reynolds drives out to Bridgewater for three. No good, short front rim. Reynolds steals the rebound. Down to Morris, making a move to the lane, off the glass and score it, Mo Morris! And a foul call. Big bucket for the Jets, and Morgan Morris coming alive here in the third quarter. 66 seconds to play. 56-48 Jets lead, and Morgan Morris the free throw line.
And the Jets kind of doing what Kalamazoo Valley was doing, is just taking it hard to the basket and letting the officials blow that whistle.
Morris hits the charity shot. 57-48 now. The Jets own a 9-point lead, their biggest lead of the tilt.
Yeah, Morris with her 7th point of the third quarter.
Here comes Long with Shannon checking her up. Crossover into the lane. I think that's the first time we've seen Long really go to the basket in the second half. She takes it in, scores it, and draws a foul. And that's going to go against Anna Reynolds.
And Steve, Anna Reynolds now with 4 fouls.
Wow.
And Abigail Long's first points of the second half.
And missed the free throw. Bugs chases down the rebound. 57-50. We've got 50 seconds for our third quarter here as Casey Shannon brings it up. Right wing for Morris. Down to Reynolds on the baseline. Making a move to the basket. Feeds it down to Kiki Bugs. Gets it up somehow between the defense. Morris on the rebound. We're going to call her for an over the back. And that's going to be number 4 for Morgan Morris.
Morris 4. Patton 4. Montgomery 4. Reynolds 4.
So Morris.
Kelly Wilson going to have to play some meaningful minutes here.
Morris staying out there for the moment. 37.3 remaining here third quarter, 57-50. And that is Lanisha Burse at the line for the Cougars. Missed that one.
Ever since you mentioned their team shooting percentage from the line.
0 for 2?
They go for 3 now.
Oh, all right.
Well, Brandy Robinson still 4 for 4.
And Burse missed the second. Rebound is loose. Tap. Bugs pulls it down for the Jets. Bridgewater coming up the right wing. Sets it up here. 24 seconds on the shot clock. About a 2 second, 4 second differential. Shot clock to game clock. Morris finding Shannon down to the baseline. Cut. And the good hands by Tuin to knock that away. But it'll stay Jets ball with 19 and a half seconds in the in the quarter. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Bridgewater drops it into Bugs just down on the block. She dribbles out of there, out to the wing, fires for three. Off the rim, up high, rebound Bridgewater. And she'll take it off the glass, and Bridgewater hits it there. Little eight-footer, 59-50 with 5 seconds long, looking for space. Stolen by Morris! She flings it at the buzzer! Oh, the running three-pointer! And just missed it. So at three quarters in the books, and the Jets lead 59-50. And we'll take a 60-second break. Fourth quarter coming up on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Where did you first learn to swim? Generations of families have learned to swim at the YMCA. The Jackson YMCA offers swim lessons for all ages, including group lessons for youth and private lessons for adults. Lessons are available for beginners to advanced swimmers, and the YMCA even offers parent-child swim classes for infants starting at 6 months. Swimming is a life skill, a great exercise, and it's fun. Learn to swim today at the YMCA. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, courtside here at Vic Cuis Fieldhouse at Jackson College campus, and 10 minutes to play here in a nine point total separating these two, 59 to 50. 25 points in that quarter, you said, Brian, for the Jets.
Yeah, steadily improving, 13 in the first, 21 in the second, and 25 in the third, while KVC, on the other hand, is going backwards.
Yeah, they were not perfect turning the ball over, Brian, but we certainly, it was a lot less noticeable.
And the ball just moved quarter. Faster, too.
Yeah. Bridgewater on the wing for the Jets with the ball to start the quarter. She drives baseline into a double team, has to pass it to a cutting Bugs. Kiki scores it in the lane. 61-50 Jets.
Good cutters make good passers, Steve. We know this. And that was a great cut by Kiki.
Long step back three on the wing. Short rebound. And Bugs takes it away. Bridgewater's got it coming up the floor. Jets skip pass to Shannon in the corner. Looks at it now. Oh, what a crossover. Step back. Got it! Casey Shannon showing the ankle-raking dribble moves. Step back and knock down the jumper, 63-50. Long making a move. Took it in there looking for that foul call. No whistle and a fling-up shot rebounded by the Jets with a 13-point lead in the basketball, 9 minutes to play.
That's been being called all night long, yeah, too. You almost wonder if the refs didn't get together and say we got to back off a little.
Montgomery passes out to Bridgewater for three. Short, rebounded by Long. Let's go. Bridgewater pressuring her up the floor. Bursts up the right wing. She's going to drive into the lane. Takes it all the way. Missed. It's loose. And we get a jump ball. Montgomery reaching in there with four fouls. I'm sure when that whistle goes, she's hoping to see the two thumbs up.
Well, there's, what, four of them where anytime the whistle blows, they're going to be looking to see if they're done for the evening.
And a couple of them on the floor here in Montgomery and Morris.
Like,
and then we had Patton and Reynolds are the other two with four.
Kalamazoo men's team has arrived.
That's our second game of our doubleheader as the Cougars inbound right wing. 3-point goes up from two, and it's off, rebounded by Montgomery. And they'll bring it up. It's Shannon at midcourt. 8.5 to play. Working to the right side. Now behind the back dribble. Left wing for Bridgewater. 16 on the shot clock. Top for Morris. Morris to the right wing, and there's Shannon trying to get Montgomery down to the block. Passes to Bridgewater on a cut across the lane. Left it short. Rebounded Shannon. Putback's good and draws the foul. Casey Shannon will go to the free throw line after the make there.
And that was the double whammy for Brandi Robinson, too. She took one in the mouth and got called for the personal. Insult to injury. Casey went up strong with that through the contact. Good job.
Towards the free throw line, and that one's going to come up off the heel. Rebounded by KVCC, but ripped away by Kiki Bugs. And puts it up off the backboard, and a timeout. Full timeout coming from the Cougar bench. 67-50. Jackson has seized control. We're back in 60 seconds. Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
DQ presents. Picture this. A DQ red velvet cupid cake made for two. This heart-shaped cake is at the center of your perfect date night. There's a layer of red velvet cake blizzard, delicious red velvety cake pieces and cream cheese icing. Wait, what's that? World-famous DQ soft serve. Your Valentine is speechless. It's a DQ Valentine's Day happily ever after. Moments like these are exactly why the DQ Cupid Cake exists. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Are you struggling to find staff to keep your business running efficiently? Let McKibben Media Group and Fox Sports 101.9 FM help you find new employees so that you can get back to running a business. McKibben Media Group can tailor a recruiting marketing plan for you using our stations in Jackson and Hillsdale County, along with our digital specialists to target potential recruits on the web and social media. For more information, call 787-9546 and ask for Brian, or send an email to brianb@k1053.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
.802 to play in the fourth quarter of this one, and Jackson has jumped out in front here 67-50 after a 9-0 deficit to start the game. They had to claw back and took over a little bit there in the third, and now they've really continued that run here in the fourth.
Little 26-point swing from the first 4 minutes.
KVCC Cougars, if you're going to get the comeback here late in this one, you got to start now. And Long's got the shot to do it. Hands it off to Woodard, and she takes the three, though. And that's missed and rebounded by the Jets.
Yeah, the problem for KVCC is that if it hasn't been Long, it's been nobody, really.
Yeah.
From the outside, particularly.
Down low to Montgomery for the Jets into the lane. Gets the shot up, and she draws a foul this time instead of committing one. And free throws coming for Maddie Montgomery.
Saida Moore going to pick that one up.
I think it was. Three on her. Montgomery with a real deep knee bend on that free throw. The lefty shot, though, it comes off. I thought left-handers didn't miss free throws.
I'm just happy to see her on the floor, on the line, after what we thought might be a serious knee injury.
Missed them both there. Rebounded by KVCC. Long on the run out. Shannon's still down there waiting for it. She pulls up the three on the run. Short front rim. Rebound burst. Put back. Goes good.
Burst might have got away with a little push there.
I think she did. Shannon quickly up the other way for Jackson. And we get a little collision, and it's a foul call against Burst, although Shannon looked a little out of control there. That'll get a whistle against the Cougars. 7:19 to play, 67-52 Jackson lead. Bridgewater inbound from the baseline. And you get a whistle against KVCC on the inbound attempt.
Saina Moore wanted to join the fourth personal foul club. It's got five members in it right now.
So she goes to the bench. And that gets Remsen back into the game. Jet ball still. Bridgewater from the baseline. Loose ball foul against KVCC. Bridgewater coming to Montgomery. Nice catch and pull. Miss. Bridgewater there for the offensive rebound and put back, though. Bugs. That's been her game today here, especially in the fourth quarter.
Nice second half for Bugs with 11.
Ball's loose for a moment. Bridgewater jumps on it. On the run out, she can't quite grab the dribble. Pulls up from the free throw line. It's missed. Another collision. Morris comes through with the rebound, drops it for Shannon across the lane, and Casey Shannon's hitting the head as she goes up for the shot, so she'll be shooting free throws. Bridgewater got that loose ball and just could not get control of it all the way down the floor. She's smiling about it and laughing with Coach Brown. 6:54 to play. It's 69-52 Jackson. Shannon at the line.
Well, the good thing, too, Bridgewater finally just accepted the fact she wasn't going to be able to dribble and just corralled it and jump-stopped. And, you know, too many times people want to just keep dribbling.
Shannon missed the free throw. Second attempt coming for Casey. And that was nothing but net. 6:52 o'clock running. KVCC trails by 18. Biggest deficit for them. Looking for Tuin down in the lane. She turns into a triple team. Forces up. Missed. Rebounded Morris on the run out up the right wing. Crosses over into the lane. Drops it off for Shannon. Pretty pass, and Shannon just missed it. But a nice job running the break there for Morris. Long quickly the other way. Pulls up from the elbow and gets set to go. 6:26 to play, and it's 70-54 Jackson.
It's been kind of a long time since she scored.
Yeah. Shannon gets to Bugs on the wing. She makes a move to the lane. Bugs split the defense wide of the foul call, but lost it off her hands and out of bounds. Just a turnover.
Unfortunately for Bugs, she's closing in on a double-double with points and turnovers with her eighth.
Yeah. 6:13.
Unofficially.
Counting down. We had six in the first half, and I'd be shocked if she didn't have another one here in the second that to add to that one she just had. Two in for three. Short. And the rebound goes out. Morris chases that down. Morgan Morris coming up the middle of the floor. Wisely slows it down here. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Bridgewater setting up at the top. And works to the right side, and it's loose for a moment. Burst comes through. I think Burst on the run out, and she missed it. Long there to follow, and she missed it. And Bridgewater rebounds, and now we'll get a whistle. And is that? I didn't see who the foul was on. So it's going to go on Long, and Maddie Montgomery will shoot, I guess, here.
Kind of thought that was going to maybe be the fifth on Montgomery. Kind of got tangled up with Long, and, you know, they say the second person always gets it. I think Montgomery might have got her first.
Well, on that previous turnover, it was odd because I think Bridgewater thought Shannon was going to come get the ball, and Shannon thought she was just setting a screen, and so they just kind of left it there, and Burst took it, and just KVCC had two chances and couldn't score it. Montgomery's free throw is good.
There we go.
And 71-54.
1 for 4 from the line for Maddie Montgomery. 5 points tonight.
Long brings it up for the Cougars. Gets a screen from Tuin. Works to the middle of the floor. Tries to drop it down to Rimpson. Ball's loose, and Morris tries to save it. Goes out of bounds, and it'll stay Cougar ball.
I don't know if that was Morgan's plan, but at least she didn't save it back in bounds underneath Kalamazoo's basket.
Good pass out to the top. Burst drives and loses it. Morris with the loose ball up to Shannon running the break. Drops it back for Montgomery. Back to Shannon. Nice break for the Jets. Really good ball movement on the breakouts for the Jackson Jets team. 73-54. Push that lead out to 19 with 5 to play.
That was beautiful all the way around.
Huge second half here for Jackson. Burst drops it for Remsen at the high post. She turns and shoots. Grenade. Woodard comes through with the loose ball, but it goes out of bounds. But that's going to be a foul against Montgomery, and that's 5 for her.
Well. It's going to get Jada Patton back into the ball game.
She's been bench bound here for a little while with 4 of her own fouls. And, I thought they just were calling it out of bounds on the play, but Montgomery gets her 5th, and she's shocked.
Yeah, I don't think she even thought she was near the play.
She goes willingly.
I'm not sure if that was.
Inbound goes to Woodard, blocked by Bugs, but a foul call against Kiki.
But that's okay, because it's her only second. So
all right.
We don't lose anybody here. But with 4:46 to go, I'm not going to be surprised if another Jackson player doesn't foul out before then.
Woodard from the line rattles out. Ball don't lie, as I say.
A 19-point lead. I guess you can afford another person to foul out, I suppose.
I probably have enough time. Yeah, with 4:46 to play, both free throws missed. Rebound Patton. She'll toss it to Shannon, who brings it up the floor slowly here for Jackson. 4:40 to play. Crosses over against Long into the paint. Passing out to Morris. Skip pass across to Bugs. Drives into the middle. And knocked away. Stolen by Long. Running it up the floor. Drops it off for her teammate. Back to Woodard. Scores it and draws a foul. And I think that's going to be Bridgewater.
I believe so. If it's Morris, it's going to be her fifth. But that'll be on Z.
Bucket count. Z Bridgewater gets the foul and a three-point play opportunity for Woodard. Alyssa Woodard. Galesburg High School. My uncle used to live in Galesburg. Lovely community.
The Fighting Eagles.
Free throws out. Rebounded Bugs. Gets it out to Morris. Morris goes cross-court to Shannon. 4:17 to play. Jets lead at 73-56. And Shannon kind of trying to get a screen and roll with Patton, and it goes out. Turnover here for Shannon. And a timeout from the Jets bench. I think a 30-second timeout for them. Let's take 30 seconds for us, too. 4:11 to play when we come back on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Four minutes, 11 seconds, 73-56. Jackson in front. KBCC with the ball. Abigail Long. 23 first half points for her. Not as still scoring in the second half, not as much. And turns it over. Patton jumps in front of the pass, takes it all the way down. Up in the air. Shot couldn't go, but Long commits the foul. That's her fourth. Right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. 3:56 to play. Patton will shoot free throws. She's got the high arcing free throw stroke. And got it.
I think I would have liked to see Patton kind of give that one up to Shannon. I think Shannon had a little lead, but
give it up maybe early and let Shannon give it back to her, too. Maybe the way to go. Patton hits them both, though, from the line. 75-56. Lead back out to 19. As Long gets up the floor to Woodard, and she dribbles it off her foot. It's loose on the floor. Morris diving in there. Shannon coming in there. And a whistle comes up, and we'll see what the call is going to be. So we get a timeout was the call. They're making sure that was available. And so we'll keep it here on the broadcast. Jackson leads 75-56, 3:46 to go here.
Steve, we did not think this would be a 19-point game with a Jet lead, at least. Early on, it sure looked like all KBC, and Jackson just not playing with much enthusiasm. We're getting asked. We're just with the radio.
Yeah, the official score is down at the other end. Yep. No problem. You're not the first.
Yeah, we're sitting here on courtside, so yeah. Sometimes the other team mistakes us for being official.
We look really official. You look official.
Yeah. I look, yeah, like I'm just here for the show.
luckily, we are. We're compensated for our appearance, but we enjoy the game as much as anyone. KVCC working around the perimeter. Morris went in for the steal. Good drive by Robinson. Missed the shot. Rebounded Bugs, and you see her height advantage. And she's called for traveling. I guess the pivot foot could have drug a little bit. She had two different bodies falling at her feet on that play. KVCC inbound from the baseline. Cutting in and shooting it as Woodard. And that's a foul against Kiki Bugs also. And I thought we were going to get another travel.
Yeah. Definitely thought that was a travel.
It had been
21 seconds since our last foul, so we needed to get that in.
And Woodard hits the free throw.
Boy, Steve, this quarter's starting to kind of seem a little long with all these fouls.
Yes, grind it down, Woodard's lefty free throw hits a pair. 75-58 with 3.5 to play. Shannon coming up for Jackson. Taking her time. looking for a cutter, just goes to work, gets it to Bridgewater, 17 on the shot clock. Going to the high post for Patton, and it's knocked away, and Burst picks up the loose ball, looking for Abigail Long. She steps back, fires for three, short. Rebound shoots out of bounds, and it's Jackson basketball again.
Yeah, Long just, one, not getting many shots off this half, but two, just not finding it. Yeah. After 23 in the first half, four this half. Kind of a combination. Jackson playing good D, and Long just not being able to find that stroke.
Shannon brings it up. High post for Patton. She comes all the way out beyond the arc, drives down the lane, off the dribble, and scored off the window. Patton going right by Toon to the glass. 77-58, 2:44 on the clock. KVCC ball. Toon on the wing into the corner for that is Robinson. Now back out to the perimeter. Back cut. Long pulls up. Left it short. Morris there to rebound. Gets it out to Shannon. Shannon running up the floor. They got three on two out to Patton. She was down ahead of everyone and scores it. Jada Patton, recipient of that pass, and scores it. 2:19. And it's a 21-point lead, largest of the game for the Jets. Long gets it. Shannon still on her there. Long driving past her into the lane. Bridgewater there for the help. Long gets up in the air, and she'll draw a foul. Free throw's coming for Abigail Long.
That's the first time we've really seen Long put it on the deck and look to drive. We saw her do that quite a bit early on. And then this half and even a lot of the second quarter, she just settled for threes. Because, man, she's got a good, quick first step. And a deceiving one. She's left Shannon there kind of just standing a few times and just hasn't done it very often.
Free throw is off. And I mentioned about 85% shooter for Long on the year.
Yeah, I bet she hasn't had too many games where she's missed three in a game.
That second one goes. 2:06 to play here, 59-79. As Anna Reynolds back into the game, and Kelly Wilson also. Shannon gets a screen from Wilson, goes past in the corner for Reynolds. Reynolds dribbles into the paint, looking for Patton down on the baseline. She makes a crossover move, gets into the lane, cross court to Shannon, back to Patton down low on the block. Strong finish, missed it, but Reynolds there to clean it up, and she puts it off the window and make it 81-59. Anna Reynolds, that weak side rebound. Up to Woodard, she makes a drive for KVCC into the air, and Patton standing by, a little contact, and free throws for Woodard.
And Maddie Montgomery can wipe off the seat next to her because Patton's coming to join her with five.
That cuts Kiki Bugs' breather short. She comes in to replace Patton with five fouls. No, she goes
Wait,
in.
Wait, are they getting that to Anna Reynolds? Well, I didn't even see her near it.
Well, it's a foul out either way.
I was already marking it down on Patton.
And that's a free throw for Woodard. 81-60, we've got 94 seconds to play here. And this women's tilt, our opener of a doubleheader tonight. Woodard's second free throw is good. 20-point game, Shannon with the ball. Minute and a half. Shannon over midcourt. Shannon, Patton, Bugs, Bridgewater, and Wilson. Shannon, nice spin move. Gets a good cut from Patton. Finds her on the run, and Patton scores it. Yeah, just glad to see Jada Patton shooting a high percentage tonight after struggling the last time we were here. And goes to show you what a weapon she is, because she gets all those shots at such a close range. And there's a triple for Long. Getting off of that snide. Getting one to go here before we wrap it up with just a minute to play. 83-64.
I suppose that'll make the drive to Kalamazoo feel a little less long. No pun intended.
Skip past Bridgewater for three. She gets that to go. That was a laser. Nothing but net. 86-64 with 48 to play.
Looked like a scared gopher just going to its home. Like just running and diving.
Toon makes a move off the dribble. Her and Jada Patton's feet get tied up, and Patton didn't feel good there. No. She slaps the floor a couple times, and trainer's been busy tonight.
Yep. Well, at least Jada's going to be able to head to the bench regardless, whether it's for medical attention or just because of her fifth foul.
40.5 seconds, 86-64, Patton down. And the on the floor. They called a foul on her, I think, too. So.
And their feet just got tangled. And I think, from here it looked like Patton's shin might have caught.
Yeah.
You know, and you get hit in the shin hard. That does hurt.
You're not ready. You don't want to jump up and run around on it. So we got, let's take 30 seconds here with 40.5 to play and let them attend to Jada Patton on the floor. And we'll be right back on WK Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
.5 seconds, and it is Lauren Toon at the free throw line for KVCC. She hits 86-65 after that make.
I believe this game is what you were good at in school, academic.
I did all right.
You did. You were a good student.
There's a rebound and a drive for Robinson, and that's blocked. Rebounded by the Jets out in the open court. Shannon with the ball. Having Shannon in for the entire second half was a big boon for Jackson. She really was vital to their success. Did a great job defending Long and handled the ball and really made some nice plays in the open court when they had some fast breaks. Ball loose, a couple shots missed and rebounded by KVCC. Shot clock's off, 12 seconds. Long on the fast break. And drive, scoops. Shannon picks up her third foul after getting two immediately at the start of this game. She's gone a long stretch here without committing number three until just now.
Yeah, of all the foul trouble Shannon had two in the first minute, you'd think it was going to be her.
And that one is good for Long. 8.7 seconds, cuts the lead back to 20. And who would have guessed at this point that Jackson would have closed this out by 19 points with just 8.7 seconds after trailing as much as they did in the first half.
And this will do it.
Morris with the ball. And there's the buzzer, 86-67. Jackson holds on. And really exploded in the second half to get this lead out where they got it and take home another W. And really continuing to just set things up well for them as they wrap up the rest of the season. So that puts them at 13-2 now in the MCCAA West and 16-5 overall, first place in their division and in the driver's seat the rest of the way after a loss on the 12th at Muskegon College, 77-60. And struggling to start this game, Jackson really recovered and looked great in the second half.
Yeah, looked like the team we were used to seeing.
Yeah.
Sharing the ball, smiles on their faces, playing with some energy.
Yeah, that's a good point because that was the main thing lacking early in the game was just energy from the Jets. And they came out with it for sure in the second half, got out on a run to start the third quarter and then just never looked back and really pushed that lead continuously out further, even with two players fouling out, two on the verge. They settled in and again, even though Morris got to four fouls, she never got to the fifth one. She had a great second half. Her and Shannon played great. And then Jada Patton, who's going to unofficially, I'm guessing, the leading scorer tonight. Had
close.
A nice second half, too.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, so we'll take 3 minutes here as we do the post-game for game number one and the pregame for game number two as the men take to the court to start warming up. Three-minute break. We'll come back and we'll get the stats. We'll make our player of the game from the women's tilt and prepare you for the men. Again, the Jackson College Lady Jets victorious tonight, 86-67 on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
So Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here in between games. The post game for the Jackson Jets. Women's win tonight. Again, the final in that one, 86-67. And a good game, and really a evenly played game from the Jets, sharing the basketball as they do so well. So difficult to get a player of the game out of this one as we look at the numbers for the Jets in victory. Leading scorer for the team, Jada Patton, with 20 points, 8 rebounds. And she had 4 turnovers, I think, in the first half and ended with 4 turnovers, which is a tribute to how good of a second half she had. 9 of 16 shooting, too, so a good percentage for Patton to lead the way in the scoring. But a lot of point totals in the teens for Jackson. We had our next highest scorer, Casey Shannon, with 17. She had 7 rebounds, a couple of assists to go with that, and really did a nice job defending the best player for KBCC, and I'll talk about that a little bit coming up. But 17 points for Shannon, her second leading scorer. Third is Kiki Bugs with 16 points. Bugs had 14 rebounds to go with that too, although she did have 10 turnovers, so there's a triple-double, although a little bit ominous if you get that 10 turnover total in there. But Kiki Bugs still a valuable piece for the Jets in the win. Had a much better second half. Then you have 15 for Z Bridgewater, including she went 3 for 6 from three-point land. Added 5 rebounds there, 2 and 3 assists. And then Morgan Morris came in with 13 points. She had 8 rebounds, only credit for 1 steal, but really she just does some things that create turmoil on the floor for the Jets. So 5 scorers in double figures for Jackson tonight. And then to round up the scoring for them, Anna Reynolds had 2, and Madison Montgomery with just 3 points. She had 6 rebounds. Foul trouble for her a lot of the way. And Casey Shannon had 2 quick fouls, and that's what I want to talk about with because Abigail Long comes through, shoots 11 of 23 from the field, 5 for 12 from three-point land, 6 for 9 from the free throw line, and ends up with 33 points. She averages 25 and 10 on the season. She had 23 first-half points. They held her to 10 in the second half, and some of those points came real late in the game. The difference being that Casey Shannon got in early foul trouble in the first half, and we spoke with Coach Heather Brown before the game, and she said Casey Shannon had drawn the she's kind of their defensive specialist. She was going to have the duty of guarding Abigail Long, the best player for KBCC, but she had to miss a lot of the first half with foul trouble. In the second half, she managed to stay out of foul trouble and do a great job on Long, really holding her back throughout most of that half, allowing Jackson to get the scores that they needed to get out to that 86-67 win. Jackson won the rebounding battle 86-67. They had more turnovers, 20-16, but they also had more assists, 12-8. And 9 steals total for Jackson to just 4. Despite a lot of turnovers for Jackson, they did shoot well from the floor, 37 out of 70. 6 of 14 from beyond the arc. Struggled at the line a little bit, 6 for 13. But overall, a good game for the Jets. And we'll go ahead and make Jada Patton our player of the game with 20 points and 8 rebounds. And just steady scoring. But, of course, I'll give honorable mentions to Casey Shannon and Morgan Morris, both for what they did defensively. And just a nice game in the second half for Jackson. Struggled throughout most of the first half. Came out in the second half and really got stuff done and get out to the win. And keeps them in first place in the MCC AA Western Conference, and that'll also keep them in the driver's seat. Next in action Saturday at Lake Michigan College, and then Monday at Ancilla College before winding out their regular season on Wednesday here at the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse against Mid-Michigan College. So that we'll draw a conclusion to the first half of our doubleheader tonight. The Jackson College women victorious 86-67. We'll take a 3-minute break here, and when we come back, we'll kind of turn it over to the pregame for the men. Jackson College and KBCC coming up. Game 2 of our doubleheader on Fox Sports 101.9 FM back in 3 minutes.